here's a story from The World.
16 months after a tragic plane crash near Tehran, today 10 Iranian officials have been indicted for what happened. All 176 people on board the Ukraine International Airlines flight were killed. Iran's military shot down that plane just days after Iranian General Qasem Soleimani was killed in an attack orchestrated by the U.S. Joining me now is Hamed Esmaelian. He's a spokesperson for the Association of Families of Flight PS752 Victims. Esmaelian lost his wife and daughter on that flight. This news out of Iran, Hamed, that 10 officials are being indicted. Is justice being served?
Oh, not at all. You know, Marco, it's 16 months past, and we have no names. We have no details of the fight. None of the families and none of the lawyers of the families had an access to the fight. This is just a show from Iranian regime to show to the world that the justice is served. But no, it's not really what we want to see, and it's not really what we expected for the criminals of this crime.
What did you expect, and what else would you like to see done?
This crime has an international aspects here. 85 Canadians were on board, 17 Swedish, 4 Brits on board. So the first step is the truth. We have a strong belief that this plane was not shot down by human error. There are every reasons that it can be intentional. If that's the case, I think that was a criminal act and it can go to the International Court of Justice. This is our destination, the right place to go, I think.
So how can the international community help families get more answers from the Iranian government? And what role should the U.S. play in getting the kind of investigation, the kind of justice that you and other families are really hoping for?
We think that we are swimming against the currents now. When everybody talks about talks with Iran, about JCPOA, they try to put the human rights files aside. 176 people got murdered by this regime. I think the international community should be united on this for the victims of terrorism and stand for them. And we have to set PS752 as an example for the world that nobody does such a crime again.
It's been just over a year since this terrible tragedy. Hamed, I'm wondering if you can tell us about your wife and daughter. And today, when you think about them, what memories do you hold on to?
Marco, I and lots of family members, we have dedicated our lives to PS752 to find the truth for the victims and for ourselves and then see justice one day. It's hard to say. In the last 15, 16 months, I was more focused on writing letters, rallies, negotiations with the officials, meetings with other family members. So my wife and my daughter, I remember them every day. There's a graveyard in Richmond Hill near Toronto that I go there every day, but I don't have the courage to talk to them that where we are and what I have done. I think the day that we see the justice is served is the right day to go to my wife, Parisan, my daughter, Rira, and to other passengers of flight PS752 and tell them, okay, we have justice now. I think that day probably can be a big victory for our families.
Doing the work with the Association of Families of Flight PS752 Victims, what has that meant for you? Has sharing this tragedy in some way with others helped all of you?
I think they are the only people who understand my pain. They are the only people who really know what I'm going through. There are 10 fathers like me that they lost their wives and their children. It's great that now I have new family members. We are very close to each other. We see each other every day through the digital meetings, and that gives us courage to go forward and not give up. We are fighters, and we are going to fight till the end of this fight.
Hamed Esmaelian is a spokesperson for the Association of Families of Flight PS752 Victims, speaking with us about the Iranian government's most recent response to this disaster. Hamed, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Marco. Thank you.